yourself at night for 1 hour is enough. V'titfol, and right away that night you'll go to the mikvah also. K'mash m'lo, no, that's the chiddush of our mission, not like that. That the shemeres yoim, this isha that saw dam in the morning, 9 o'clock, she can't go to the mikvah that day. She could in nighttime also she can't go. She would have cast away till the beginning of the next day, and then she can go to the mikvah that day. Why? Because kivon de boi sviro, since we say a shemeres yoim keneged yoim means midiraisa, she has to watch herself the next day. If you see dam during these 11 days, the next day you have to watch yourself, like make sure you don't see again. So you have to have a svira, you have to count that one day. So the klal is svira biyamamihi. What's called counting? In daytime it's called counting. At night it's not called counting. Rashi says, Kivon dahai echod li echod mishum svirihi. The disinion of a shemeres yoim keneged yoim, that the Torah says if she sees dam today, she has to wait till tomorrow, watch yourself. It's like a svira counting. Midugma svira zayin kol svirti yamami. They say a sofra la shivas yamin. And usually the klal of waiting means you have to wait 7 days. The other pasuk says shivas yamin. Samela shemeres yoim keneged yoim. Also, she can't go to the mikvah. That's the chiddush. She can't go that night, but rather she first has to go in the next day. She has to watch a little bit the next day and then go to the mikvah. Vayter v'kula. Another mishnah says v'kula and she'osu mishalom rashachir is kosher. But the yevad, any one of these mitzvahs, if you do it after the morning star came up, even though it's way before sunrise, still midiraisa, it's called day already, and you yotze the Megillah by day, you yotze mitzvahs mila, tefillah, hazo, all these things help with the yevad. But the Gemara minan, how do we know this? That like midiraisa, it's considered daytime already, after the Yom HaShachar, Omar Rava, the Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says, Vayikro Elokim Lior Yom, Hashem called to the light day. So we dash in lemeir uva kor yoim. You know what's called yoim? As soon as it starts to get a little bit light, as soon as the light starts to, the rays of light starts to come, that's called day. So you don't have to wait until the sun rise. Sun rises mamash light all over. But rather, as soon as the first rays of the light, which is the morning star, first comes up, that's called already daytime. That's the pasuk vikra lakim laor, means as soon as the aura starts to come, that's called day already. For the Gemara, that's true. Ela meyate is so. The pasuk says, "Vulachoshech koralayla," that Hashem called darkness nighttime. So if so, when should nighttime start? The who we should dash in ulamachshech uva koralayla. That as soon as it starts to get a little bit dark, and as mamash after sun set, after shkia, it starts to get a little bit dark. That's when it should be called layla. And the klalas we know not like that. Hakaimalon we hold. Up until the stars come out, until like it's mamish tzeisa kechovim, it's not called laila. Ben hashmoshes, that we hold after the shkia, where machmir, the pshat is, we don't know exactly when the kechovim are coming out. That there are some big stars that are able to be seen even when it's still light outside. So we don't know exactly when the stars come out, therefore we have the subject of ben hashmoshes. But really, what's called laila? First, when the tzeisa kechovim. You can't tell me Ulachosha Koralila means when it starts to get a little bit dark, that's called Lila. It's not true. For Lila we know you have to have the Tzeis HaKechovim. So you see, you don't dash in the Pusik for Ulachosha Koralila. It's the same thing, don't dash in the Pusik for Yikro Lakim Lior Yoim. That can't be it. That's not the Pshat from the beginning of the lights, the rays, starts the day. So if so, we're back to the Kasha. How do we know exactly Midiraisa when day starts? How do we know it starts from Omer HaShachar? Have the Gemara Eloma Reb Zera Meyocha. We have a gilu from a pasuk in Novi in the Chemia. The pasuk says we are nachnu oisim bamlocha. Klai Yisrael was saying they were doing work. Vechetziyom machazikim remochim. And half of them holding on to the spears. Mealois hashachar, from the beginning of oilas hashachar. That means when the morning star came up. Ad tzeisik chovim up until night. Tzeisik chovim until the stars come out. Now v'yomer the pasuk says. For Hoyalonu Halila Lemishmer, we kept the Lila for Mishmer. And the daytime we did work. So it says clearly that when did they work? They did the work by daytime. What's called daytime it says here? Or Simalocha, it says Meilas HaShachar Ad Tzeis HaKechovim. You see clearly here, daytime is called from Eilas HaShachar, for when the morning star comes up, way before sunrise, up until Sesek Echovim, it's called Yoim. For the Gemara, Mai V'Yoimer, what do we have to have a second Pasuk for? What's wrong with the first Pasuk? It says clearly, V'Anachnu Oisim Bamlocha V'Chetzim Achzikim Ramachoyim V'Ramachim Mi'Alos HaShachem HaSesek Echovim. It says clearly, Alos HaShachem until Sesek Echovim. So what do we have to have the second Pasuk for? So Gemara says like this, V'Chit Taimim, maybe you tell me the first Pasuk wouldn't be a real proof. I tell you maybe, Mi'Sha'ola Omad HaShachem Lav Yimama. Maybe really daytime does not start so early in the morning when the morning star comes up. Maybe as soon as it starts to get a little bit dark, as soon as the sun starts to go down, it's called Laila. Since so, why does the Pasuk say, Yoim is from Omar HaShachar, they started the work from Omar HaShachar up until Sesek Chovim? The Torah says, V'yinu Mekad Mi Mechashchi. Maybe they got up earlier, maybe they started to work before day. And maybe they worked even later than they. So from the first Pasuk alone, it just says they worked from Omer HaShachar until Sesek Chovim, doesn't tell you clearly when exactly the day really starts and when the day really ends. Maybe they worked longer than they're supposed to. They worked longer than the daytime. So from this Pasuk alone, we wouldn't know. Toshima, that's what we have to bring down the second Pasuk. The second Pasuk says, "For hoyu lonu alayla mishmor v'hayoyim alocha." It says no, that at nighttime they watched, and at daytime they did malacha. So when did they work? Only by day. And the Pasuk says, when did they work? They worked from Olos HaShachar until Sesek Chovim. You see clearly, Midiraisa, that's called Yoim. Midiraisa, Yoim is called from Omer HaShachar, sunrise, from morning star, up until Sesek Chovim. And then the Kashi will ask is, what's the Bein HaShemoshes? That's what we said, my face is here also. What's the Klala Bein HaShemoshes? But the Torah says we don't know exactly when Sesek Chovim is. We have a suffix, maybe the stars come out earlier. So therefore we have a suffix, we keep Bein HaShemoshes min HaSuffix.
So when can you, like, you can't start before Amar HaShachar, right?
Right.
But you can lay the whole day, right?
Yeah.
So, can you
be the Eved? But the Eved, you do it. You have no brayer then. You should do it. Better nothing. Don't make a bracha, though, then. Yeah, bracha, no. Because Safik bracha's luck. It could be slightly ready. Bracha, you wouldn't make. But if you didn't hear, so you got no choice. You got to hear it. You're better off learning it then.
But what about here with
Mishal,
Olam
Rashacha?
Yeah. You would
make a bracha. Yeah, you would make a bracha. Yeah. So, at the Mishnah. Kol HaYoim Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. The whole daytime is kosher for Kriyas Megillah. So Rashi says, what's the Chiddush? The Yafagav, the Kaimalon, Zriza, Makdimu, Lemitzvahs. The thing is to do it very fast. Do it early in the morning as possible. The Yachseh, Vayashkim, Avim, Aboykir. After the walk, kosher kol hayom. That's only a mitzvah, Zriza, to do it as soon as possible. But for the Yavid, if any time of the day you hear the Megillah, it's kosher. Who are then the Kriyas Tehalal? Whenever there's a mitzvah to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, on Purim, not on Purim, on Chanukah, Kol HaYoim is Hallel. Ulet Kiyah Shofar, on Rosh Hashanah, any time of the day up until Pesach Chovim, you could hear the Shofar. Ulet Tilas Lulav, on Sukkah is the same thing, the mitzvah is Kol HaYoim. Ulet Tfilas HaMasofen, when there's a mitzvah to daven Musav, you could daven it the whole day. Up until again Pesach Chovim, or the Chila before Shkia, you should daven Musav. Ulam Musafim, who are then when you bring the Korban Musaf? The same thing. The Korban Musaf is kosher all day. Ulam Vidui HaPorim, when they bring the Purim, they say Vidui. Rashi says it means Par Helam Dover Shal Sibur. If those Sibur did a Chet, that they have to did a Beshoigig on Haroyes Chochim, so they have to bring a special Par, so they say Vidui on the Par. The same thing, that Par, that Korban Chattas is brought to any time of the day. Or Par Koyim Mashiach, Shemizvadin Olov, Chet Sheviu Olov. They say vidui, so that can be brought any time of the day. Vaitu levidui meiser. When somebody brings meiser and you say vidui by the meiser also, he can say it any time of the day. Ulevidui yom kippurim, on yom kippurim you have the special lochis, they say vidui by the kabonis, the kohen gadol, he can say it any time of the day. Lesmicha, leshchita, who are then any korbin you bring, a shchita, is kasha kol hayom. And Meluad in the Smicha also. Smicha is supposed to be done right before the Shchita. So just like Shchita is kosher the whole day, who would in the Smicha on the Korban is also kosher the whole day. L'tenufa, when you have to make a tenufa, pick up the Korban Oimer, there's a mitzvah tenufa to pick it up, is kosher the whole day. L'agosha, to bring it close to the Mizbeach, is also a mitzvah the whole day. L'kemitza, when they bring the Mincha and take the Kemitza, Uli Aktara, to burn it, lemlika, when you have an oif, like instead of a korban, you make a melika by an oif, ula kabola, anytime you want to make a kabola sadam, after you made the shchita, you want to be mekabel the dam of any korban, the locher is the whole day it's kosher. Uli hazia, who adin to make hazor, Rashi says, lezrika sadam, vi hazia sporum anasrofim, vichata saprimis, she's rika shalim. So anytime there's a zrika of a dam of a kochim, the same thing with hazia, when you're making the dam with hazia, it's also the mitzvah is any time of the day. When you have a seita, we give it a drink for the Mayim Amorim. Also, any time of the day, you could do it. When we bring an egla rufa, somebody was found killed outside the city. You don't know who did it. So the skein of the ear have to bring an egla rufa. It could be brought any time of the day. Well, the Torah Samitzaira, when you have a Mitzaira, when you want to make him Torah, he has to bring his karbonis. Could be done any time of the day. Now, Kol halayla, the whole night time is kosher l'ktzira soimer. The mitzvah to cut the oimer down the day before or tezvav the nisan. So you bring the oimer on tezvav the nisan. So the night before is the mitzvah to cut it down. So the whole night is kosher. Kol halayla kosher l'ktzira soimer to cut down the tefuah you're going to use for the oimer. Uliyach hekter chalom v'yavorim. What then if you brought a korban by daytime that you already made the shechita and the zrika? Just you didn't burn the fat, you didn't burn the emurim of the korban. The lach which you could do it any time of the night time. Well, the haktir chalav ve'varim is kosher kol alayla. This is the klal. Kol dover she mitzvose bayoyim is kosher kol alayim. Any mitzvah at daytime, you could do it any time of the day. Dover she mitzvose balayla, kosher kol alayla. A mitzvah that alayla is kosher kol alayla. That's the klal. Layla is layla and yoyim is yoyim poshet. The Gemara says, "Minolad." How do we know these in Yonim? The Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says, "V'hayomim o'elo nizkorim v'nasim." That's the first part. Kol ha'yom is kosher kriyas ha'megillah. How do we know dafka by Yom? It says, "Loshin v'hayomim o'elo." So, mashma daytime, it has to be read by daytime also. So, daytime means any time of the day. The kriyas ha'halal. How do we know it has to be done dafka by day, not by laila? The Pasuk says, "Mimizrach shemesh ad mevoya." Like from the beginning of the day, kol zman the sun is going, much more the whole daytime. We have Yosi Yoyma, Pazu Zeha Yoyim Asu Hashem. Zeha Yoyim, the Indian of Mikra Megi of a Halil, is by day, not by night. Ulotilas Lulav, how do we know Lulav is only by Yoyim and not by Laila? Tirsiv, Ulakachtan Lachem, by Yoyim Arishain. By Yoyim, by daytime, not by nighttime. Ulotkiya Shoifer, Tirsiv, Yoyim Teruah Yiyolachem. The mitzvah Dafka by day, you have to hear Shoifer in daytime, not at nighttime. Ulu Musafim, the Davin Musaf or the Korban Musaf, Lu Musafim, the Yechseh, the Pasuk says, Dvar Yoim B'Yoim. Like every day, bring its Korban. So, Mela, the Korban Musaf has to be brought at daytime. Ulu Tfila Sal Musaf, and the Mishnah says, Zuadin, the Tfila is also by daytime. The Svar is, Ku Musafim Shavu Rabbanin. That we Davin Musaf, that's in place to bring in the Korban Musaf. So just like the Korban Musaf is Dafka B'Yoim, Huadin Tfila's Musaf also is Dafka B'Yoim, and not Balayla. Ulevidi Purim, when they bring the par helam dover, they bring the chatis. How do you know the vidi is dafka b'yoyim? The yalev kapora kaporim yom kippurim. We learn out kapora to say vidui by this Purim from the din of yom kippurim. The tiny would look like this, kav yom kippurim. The pasuk says v'chipa ba'ato yavad beisai. The kohen god has to be mechaper for himself and his own house. So we dashin b'kaporas dvor makosu medaver. The pasuk is talking about that the kohen god says vidui when he brings his korban. He has to speak out and say the vidui. Now, the kapora be a mamahu. How do we know kapora has to be a daytime? You see, the pasuk says, "Bayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem." So much more forgiveness is bayoyim. So now the vidu on Yom Kippur is also bayoyim. So we learn out the vidu by the Purim and the Seraphim also from Yom Kippur. So I told the vidu meiser. The pasuk says, "V'yamarti lofnei Hashem alakecha." Piarte Yakredish Minabayas. That's talking about Vidu Meiser. And right away the post says Vasamachlay, Hayoim Azeh Hashem Lekecha Mitzaveka. So Melos Mash Vadafka Bayoim. So when you say Vidu Meiser, when you take out the Meiser in the third year, and you say this capital of Piamatla, Lefne Hashem Lekecha, Piarte, Yakredish Minabayas, that's only the daytime and not at nighttime. l'smicho l'shchita. Whenever you do the shchita and the smicho should have to be the yom and not palayla. Because here the pasuk says the samach v'shochat. So the smicho, you put your hands on top of the animal, always has to be done the same time the shchita is, right before the shchita. Well, k'sibba b'shchita, the pasuk says about the shchita by yom zivchachem, says the yom zivchachem. The day you bring the zvicha, the shchita. So mashma l'shchita is dafka b'yom and not at night time. Vital tenufa. How do we know when you have to pick it up? It's b'yom. T'yachsev b'yom henafchem esaymer. When they brought the korban oimer on the second day of Pesach, they brought this mincha, the korban oimer. There's a mitzvah tenufa to pick it up. So it says in the pasuk b'yom hanifchem esaymer. By daytime you have to pick up the oimer. So we know mental means at daytime, not at night time. Ula gosha. How do we know when you take this oimer, you have to bring it close towards the mizbeach? You have to make that gosha also b'yom. The iskish ko tznufa, because it's next to the hekish to the mitzvah tznufa picking it up. Just here the pasuk says ve'lokach ha'koyin miyad ishes minchas ha'knois. It says the koyin takes the minchas ha'knois ve'heinif, he picks it up ve'hikriv, and then he brings it close, he makes tagosha. So we learn how tagosha, bringing something close to the mizbeach, from the mitzvah of tznufa picking it up, just like tznufa is dafke b'yoyim, who adin the tagosha is also dafke b'yoyim. Rashi says, "Va'akrov hi agosh." Here, the pasuk is akrov, bringing it close. That's the mitzvah agosh. Right? Ula malika. Who are them when you bring a korban oif? The bird. You have to make a malika dafke b'yoyim. Ula kmitza, to make the kmitza by a mincha. Ula haktora, and to make the haktora. The haktora here means the burning of the mincha. It means here. When you trash the kmitzah laktora, the aktora's kaimitz kama. When you're burning the kmitzah, the handful of the flour, she b'mincha kineged zrikas dam. That was by a mincha, when you make the kmitzah with your hand, that's like the shchita. And then when you take and throw it on the mizbeach, burning it, that's like the zrikas adam. Bizvachim, v'yenik sher ele b'yoyim. And just like by carbon, you can only make the zrikas adam b'yoyim, who did the mincha rosu zafka b'yoyim. But by regular korban, the burning of the fat, that haktara, that's kosher kol alayla. Here that it says haktara is only by yoyim, it means the haktara of the mincha of burning the kamitza.
Alright, turn over.
So all these things, how do we know? How do we know the Azor also? These Rikas Adam is Dafka B'yoyim and not by night. You see, the pasuk says B'yoyim Tzavosayas B'nai Yisrael. Says B'yoyim, this is talking about Karbonus. Rashi says B'yoyim Tzavosayim La'akribes Karbonayim. Hashem commanded us to bring the korbanos b'yoyim b'daytime. V'chol ani akrovas hakorbaninu. All these avoiders here are avoiders against the korbanos. Dilu haktoras koimitz hakrovi. The burning of the koimitz is called akrova. O kemitz iskesh liaktora. The korbanos v'ikter malika soik malikoslav yaziya kachas. So all these things go into the avoiders of korbanos. That the pasuk says b'yoyim tzavosoi. The avoiders of korbanos have to be done by yoyim and not by night time. The only thing you can do at night time by a korban is the hekter, the burning of the chalav and the emurim. The burning of the fats and the meat, that can be done at night time. But the other avodas have to be done dafka b'yoyim and not b'layla. By the end, the Mishnah says, la'ashkiya soita, when you have a soita and the kohen gives it a drink from the mayim hamorim, how do we know dafka b'yoyim and not b'layla? Plus it says, asya toira toira. Learn out from the gzera shav, from a pasuk toira toira. Says the kohen does to the soita all these halachas. Another pasuk says, "Al pi ha'Torah sheyerucha v'al ha'mishpat." It says that also Torah and mishpat, judgment,